Answer the Question with Jeff McMahon on WJON.
When people think dairies, they obviously think dairy cows, and I'm sure they think cheese. Chances are they don't think restaurants and probably don't think spirits. Unless you're Elise Sjostrom, the co-owner and cheesemaker at Redhead Creamery. They've been making their own cheese from their own milk since 2013 and now have received a rather large grant from the USDA to expand operations, more cheesemaking facilities, a bigger restaurant, and a distillery. That's right, they're going to make spirits from the milk they produce on the dairy.
Well, we're adding on a restaurant and distillery and additional cheese aging space. So we hope to be in a great spot a year from now in terms of being able to welcome a lot more people out to our farm and have dinner or have a cool experience with our cheese and spirits. The spirits are actually going to be made out of whey from the cheese making process. So it's a byproduct currently.
The spirits, you say, what spirits are made out of cheese whey?
Yeah, it's called araga, and it's Mongolian originally, and not extremely common. There's 8 or 9 other facilities in the world that are doing this. So we'll be, I think we're either the only or maybe the second entirely farmstead doing all of the process on site.
What does it taste like?
Well, so all spirits are clear when they are distilled. And a lot of people assume it'll be milk looking, which it's not at all. It's got a creaminess to it, which is
one would think
a little odd, right? But and then flavor wise, I mean, when if you think of milk or cheese, it's got a similar that sweet component to it because we are using the lactose from whey, and that's why we are able to then ferment it. And depending on what yeast we use to ferment it, that helps provide some of the flavor profile as well. My parents started dairy farming here about 45 years ago, a month from now, and I always knew I wanted to be part of this farm, but not necessarily just repeating what they're doing. I wanted to do something additional or different. I studied food marketing at the University of Minnesota, worked for several cheese companies, and worked for a food broker as well, so just learning what it's like in the grocery stores and how to get products on the shelf. And my husband and I lived in Vermont and Wisconsin for about 4 years total before moving back home and starting to get this process going of starting our own cheese company. When we lived in Vermont, we read an article about someone who was making whey-based spirits. And we thought, how cool would that be if we could do full circle all on one site? We took our whey to a membrane processing plant in Wisconsin to see if this is something we can do with our product and get it to a percentage of sugar that we needed in order to ferment. And it was successful. We were able to do that. And so we've been kind of cranking ideas out ever since then. And they helped us create this filter machine in order to do it all on site.
You're expanding into distilling, in addition to cheese making, and of course the restaurant. Is that going to require an expansion of the dairy herd?
Well, we had 200 cows, milking cows. We're only using 12% of our milk for our cheese facility. The rest was going to Bongard's Creamery Co-op. And so we don't need all of it for our own site. And I don't really have a desire to run 24/7. So our focus then is to continue to create high quality products, but also being able to create an experience out of it and bringing people out to our farm.
You grew up on a dairy farm, you've been around dairy your entire life, but just because you understand dairy doesn't mean you know how to make cheese or know how to make distilled spirits. So since 2013, what have been some of the more impressive failures you've had on this path to success?
Really, the first month that we were in operation, our equipment wasn't hooked up correctly, and our cheese vat actually blew up. The stainless kind of was not... The cheese vat has a water jacket around it, and the water was coming in, but it wasn't getting out at the same rate, and so that jacket basically imploded. And so we were down for 3 months until we were able to get going again. So we learned a lot about who we hire to help us hook everything up. And then we have a lot of cheeses that don't necessarily go the way that we had originally planned, but we always keep going with it. And now that we even know a little bit more, they get a little bit better. If we screw things up, they end up being a really good cheese. And even one of our very first award-winning cheeses was a mistake originally.
So when I was farming in Northeast North Dakota, if I would have come to my dad and said, hey, we're going to put a restaurant on the farm, there would have been a few explicitives in his response. What did people say to you? What did people say to your parents, to your family, when you announced that you were going to start making cheese with the milk that you produced from the dairy, and now you're going to start making distilled spirits? Were they excited? Were they disappointed? Were they curious?
I would say all of the above. My parents and my husband, we've all kind of developed where we're going together. The cheese part of it was my idea originally, but as it started to flourish and work, the concepts have been kind of a joint choice of where we think we should go and what people are asking for or looking for. We originally weren't planning to do dairy farm tours, but because of that cheese vat blow up, we had no choice but other to offer something because we needed cash flow.
This is a unique time for agriculture. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if you were farming, the only issue in your head was we have to get bigger to pay all the bills. You can't have a 500-acre farm anymore. You need 5,000 or 50,000 or 500,000. Everything's got to get bigger in order to pay the bills. Now there's this idea that smaller, diversified may be a better way to go. If someone's sitting on a farm right now thinking of diversifying, thinking of moving into a new operation, what advice would you give them?
Well, to me, it's diversifying and putting your products in different markets and dealing with the public directly. That's a whole different concept than what most farmers sign
most
up for.
Most farmers just want to be left alone, really.
And that's why they farm.
Yeah, that's why we are.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, especially in the state of Minnesota, it's not this case in every state, but our Department of Agriculture is awesome. And they're extremely supportive and have a lot of backup support and information in order to help diversify and grow agriculture. And so I think they're a great resource. I also think the University of Minnesota is a great resource with extension and having those concepts available and showing ideas. The best thing though would be to go to these places that are doing it and ask questions and ask what went wrong. And that is where you're going to learn the good and the bad and whether you really want to do it.
Alicia Ostrom is the co-owner and cheesemaker at Redhead Creamery in Western Stearns County. You get the elevator speech, 30 seconds. Why should everybody and anybody come on out to the dairy for lunch?
If you're looking for a cool experience where you get to savor and enjoy food and really see the animals that are helping produce this product, it's really fun to come to Redhead Creamery and see all of that right in person.
Alicia Ostrom is the co-owner and cheesemaker at Redhead Creamery in Western Stearns County. I'm going to be honest with you folks, I get lost in St. Cloud. I thought I had dropped off the end of the earth when I finally found Redhead Creamery, but it's definitely worth the stop now. And when this new restaurant and distillery comes online, I'm sure we'll be back because it's a fascinating story coming out of Western Stearns County. Thank you to Elise and everyone at Redhead Creamery for answering the question on WJON.